Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook. I'm joined today by George Goncalves, MUFG's head of U.S. macro strategy. It's Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, George.
Great to be back, as always.
Yeah, and always good to have you. So, George, over the course of the summer, you pivoted, but to the more hawkish side, where you embrace this view that the Fed really means business, in terms of fighting inflation and thus selling rallies across major asset classes. Presumably, you're talking about both treasuries and risky assets. Made sense. Looks like the surprise hot CPI print from, I can't remember if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, really closed that gap, you know, as the market was sort of expecting the Fed to pivot from, instead from where the way you pivoted, but instead pivot from focusing on inflation to sort of focusing on recession risk. So why don't you, you know, kind of take our listeners through where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's you're forgiven, and it's understandable to you get the weeks confused nowadays. You know, these weeks in 2022, as we've been saying all throughout 2022, the common theme has been that each week has been intense. But I mean, I actually put last week when, you know, we got the CPI release up there in the top five. I mean, I think top four or five of the most pivotal weeks for the year. I mean, as you mentioned, like, the markets have been yearning for this, you know, evidence that inflation has turned turned lower, and that it's on the right trajectory, and that was going to, you know, give the Fed the ability to start to pivot sooner. And in fact, we got another rude awakening with higher inflation, especially on the core side, which is proving to be much more sticky and more broad based. And that's really what the Fed focuses on. Headline inflation is at the mercy of energy prices, which could also come back to be an issue later on in the winter. But for now, you know, are kind of providing some relief. But in general, you know, it was a hot inflation print, unexpected. You know, it led to multiple sigma type moves for some asset classes. One of the biggest sell-offs for a daily release of data in history. So, you know, a key event for sure. Rates markets have been leaning towards, really accepting the Fed's outlook. And in many ways, initially rates markets led the Fed. And now it feels like, I think they're both on the same page, which is that, you know, until we get inflation clearly heading closer or moving towards in the right direction towards the Fed's mandate, the bond market's going to, you know, really just kind of keep grinding higher in rates. And, you know, I think that the gap was closed last week for all those that were in denial that, you know, the Fed somehow is going to, you know, pivot. You know, that dream, I think, is quickly faded, where risk assets are now, you know, getting slowly on the same page as the rates markets. And so rates risk is not just isolated to the rates markets. It's rates are becoming a competing asset class versus credit as well as equities. And this is when we get into the, you know, the proper time where financial conditions tighten, which is what the Fed desperately wants and really has been aiming for all year. So we're getting the proper financial conditions tightening through the rates channel, and then eventually it's going to move even further into risk assets. And we'll see if it works. I mean, this is the big experiment the Fed is putting in play, with both supersized rate hikes. This month, as we all know, is also the start of the even larger QT operations. And so this is really we're in the throes of the real bigger tightening period. There's still more hikes down the road, we think, beyond this one that's coming up at the September meeting. We are expecting 75 basis points, but we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But I think, you know, it's really just clearly markets are now more balanced for what will be a period of hawkishness until we get proof otherwise.
Yeah, so that's great. I think that's a good kind of summary of where we are now. And you sort of talked around the September FOMC meeting. But as a reminder for our listeners, we are recording this podcast on Tuesday, September 20th. That's just a day before the FOMC statement, as well as the summary of economic projections and Chair Powell's post-meeting press conference, come out. George, you just released your latest views on this September FOMC meeting with your preview report. For the benefit of our listeners, why don't you go through what you're expecting at tomorrow's FOMC meeting and the risks to your base case scenario?
Sure. I'll just kind of briefly summarize what we're expecting. You know, the markets again last week started, and there's still some probability of 100 basis points, but I think it's a very low probability. I don't think they're going to take this time to really deliver something that hawkish and also sends a mixed signals about their intentions and how they're trying to be somewhat on a plan towards higher rates. So we're in the camp that it's going to be a 75 basis point hike. So you could argue that, well, that's clearly priced in, therefore that's really no news. It's really the way that the message is going to be delivered. And then there's also the dots, which we get in addition to the existing forecast updates, which include 2022 through 2024, we're also going to get one additional year of terminal forecasts for both rates, growth, and inflation. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they view, you know, the outlook for 2025, both for rates as well as growth and inflation. This new terminal rate, depending on what they do with the other dots, could suggest that, you know, eventually they're back into an easing cycle. You know, we'll see if that's the case. We're expecting that at a minimum, the 2022 dots will get closer to 4%. The 23 dots are going to be above 4%, and just depends on how the median math works out. But that would suggest a pretty long pause towards, you know, the end of this year throughout the balance of 23, somewhere around the 4% level, the levels which we haven't been at. I think that, you know, signal of, you know, higher for longer, a long pause, is them, you know, would be them trying to really convey the idea that they're not going to quickly just cut and turn around quickly, even if there is some sort of weakness. And then, you know, the 24 dots and the 25 dots will then start to show some sort of glide path towards back to the neutral rate, closer to, you know, sub 3%. We'll see. I mean, I think there's also risk at this meeting that, depending on how this all works out, there is some risk that the long-term dots, or the idea of where neutral is to begin with, is going to start to get challenged if we are indeed in a higher rate environment, a higher inflation environment. We might require a higher rate environment in general. So the long-run dot has, from this meeting forward, I think every quarterly update, I think the Fed's going to start to really debate, like, what is really neutral rates. So that's going to be the next major debate on the horizon in our view, something I think the markets are not really prepared for. So if that were to happen, that would be a little bit more on the hawkish side. And I think that would, you know, kind of cement and keep these higher rates that we've seen so far in the last 3-4 days, in the market. I think in at the press conference, the Jackson Hole speech, I think it was a seminal piece, very short and to the point that, you know, the Chair Powell delivered. They haven't deviated from that message since Jackson Hole in late August. And in fact, they've reinforced it up until the blackout period. So I think it would be, uncharacteristic for the Fed to kind of move away from that. They basically are getting what they want. They're getting the financial conditions tightening. You know, it's going to, you know, make their policy more effective if they, you know, deliver a consistent message. So, you know, if we get that, I think then the markets are going to be a little bit let down. I mean, the markets are already on their back foot as it is, as we go into this meeting. Perhaps a lot's already priced in. We get a relief rally on the back of this sort of outcome. But I would still fade that. I still think that this is a Fed that's on track to, you know, really corral and put inflation back in the bottle. And so, you know, any sort of rallies here, I think, are something to still continue to fade. And again, across all the major asset classes as well. The irony, you know, just to kind of remind, you know, all our listeners, is that even with these large hikes that we've had in the last three meetings, you know, because markets were so concerned going into it, and also obsessed with looking for dovish clues, and there was times where, you know, the Chair Powell kind of came off a little bit more dovish, led to this idea of dovish hikes, and we actually saw rallies on Fed Day. It's possible we get a repeat of that, but I think it won't be as extreme as what we saw either in June or in May. And so I think that's where we're at for the Fed meeting. I think it's, of course, it's always critical for the thought process for investors on a go forward basis. We're getting close to the end of the year. We have two more meetings after this, and then we have the midterms in between. So I think, you know, the die is going to be cast between this FOMC meeting, quarter end, and then early October. I think, you know, the markets will probably be discounting a lot of this hawkishness.
Wow, I would love to summarize what you just said, but there's just so much there. But yeah, so likely 75 basis point hike. So it's how they deliver it. And we also get that new 2025 dot. Look for that long run dot to be biased higher, and continue to fade rallies. But for more, I would really encourage our listeners to check out George's most recent Desk Strategy Market View piece, again entitled September 2022 FOMC Preview and Market Implications. And if you are not receiving George's strategy reports, please do get in contact with him directly. George, great stuff as always. Thanks again for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.